When Loper and little Alfred went inside the house, I made my way down the hill into the security division's vast office complex. I punched in the entry code on the door and took the elevator up to the... Okay, we didn't have an elevator, and our office complex consisted of a couple of ragged gunny sacks beneath the gas tanks. Might as well admit the truth. It was a shabby place to house the entire security division, but that was the kind of Cheap John outfit I worked for. You'd think the cowboys would have... Skip it. I don't want to get started on that subject. Anyway, I took the elevator up to the 12th floor and entered the office, glanced at a stack of reports on my desk, and checked for messages. An odd sound reached my ears, and it was then that I noticed Drover. He had crawled beneath his gunny sack and appeared to be moaning. I flopped down in my chair. Okay, Drover, out with it. What's the problem? One corner of his gunny sack rose, and I saw one big round eye peeking out.
What makes you think I've got a problem?
Because you're hiding under your bed.
Oh, you noticed?
Of course I noticed. And furthermore, I happen to know that when you hide under your bed, you're usually fleeing from reality as it really is. So, out with it. Let's get it over with. He poked his nose out.
Well, okay. I have a broken heart.
Broken heart? Go on. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I got caught with the steak, and little Alfred thought I stole it, and he called me a naughty dog.
With that, he broke into tears and boo-hoos.
Oh, it just breaks my heart.
I gave the run a moment to get control of himself. Well, what can I say? You had the steak in your mouth and you got caught. You're old enough to start accepting the consequences of your own actions.
Yeah, but it was your actions. You stole the steak and I was just...
Hold it. Stop right there. Halt. I've already spotted a hole in your ointment. You said I stole the steak.
Yeah, 'cause you did. I saw it myself.
Drover, I didn't steal the steak. I had merely gathered evidence for an investigation, and that evidence just happened to be a steak.
Yeah, but you were going to eat it. And when I saw that you were about to eat it, I wanted to eat it too, and I just couldn't control myself, and oh, and I got caught, and now I'm a naughty dog.